Overseas at Last. Early on the morning of 28 February 1944, the men of the 46th Replacement Battalion got off trucks at dockside in San Diego Harbor and lined up to board a troop ship that would take us to the Pacific. The President Polk had been a luxury liner of the President line during peacetime. Painted battleship gray, the ship now looked gloomy and ominous with its anti-aircraft guns and life rafts. I had the uneasy feeling that this was going to be a one-way trip for some of us. Loaded down with full transport pack, bedroll, mattress with canvas cover, M1 carbine, and helmet, I struggled up a steep gangplank. Once on deck, we went into our troop compartment one deck below. A blast of hot, foul air hit me as I entered the hatch and started down the ladder. About halfway down, the man in front of me slipped and clattered to the bottom. We were all concerned about his fall and helped him up and into his gear again. Later, such an incident would elicit almost nothing but a casual glance and a quick helping hand. We stood crowded in the compartment and waited for what seemed like hours for an officer to check the muster roll and assign each of us to a sack or rack, bunk. Each sack consisted of canvas laced onto a pipe frame hinged to metal uprights, head and foot, extending from deck to the overhead. Chains held each rack onto the ones above and below. When I crawled onto mine, I realized the rack above was only about 2 feet away. With mattress unrolled and gear laid out, a man barely had room to stretch out. I had to climb up about 4 racks to get to mine, which was almost at the highest level. Dim electric bulbs overhead gave us barely enough light to see. As soon as I could, I went topside searching for relief from the foul, crowded compartment. The deck was jammed, too, but the air was fresh. Many of us were too excited to sleep, so we explored the ship for hours, talked to the crewmen, or watched the completion of loading. Finally, around midnight, I went below and climbed into my rack. Several hours later, I awoke to the vibration of the ship's engine. I pulled on my boondockers and dungaree pants and jacket and raced topside, filled with apprehension and excitement. It was about 0500. The deck was crowded with other Marines, subdued by the realization that each turn of the ship's screws would take us farther from home and closer to the unknown. Harsh questions raced through my mind. Would I ever see my family again? Would I do my duty or be a coward? Could I kill? Fantasy captivated me in the brief period. Maybe I'd be put into a rear echelon outfit and never see a Japanese. Maybe I'd be an infantryman and disgrace my outfit by running away from the enemy. Or maybe I'd kill dozens of Japanese and win a Navy Cross or Silver Star and be a national hero.